Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. President-elect Joe Biden says he wants to deliver 100 million doses of COVID-19 vaccine within his first 100 days in office. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's leading infectious disease expert, said that is absolutely doable. Speaking on NBC's Meet the Press, Fauci says there are two new vaccines being developed that could be approved for use in weeks. He said the best way to beat the virus is for more vaccinations, as well as mask wearing and avoiding crowds. The Hard Rock Stadium in Miami, Florida, has just finished its first full weekend distributing vaccinations. Mike Jackless is a public information officer for the state. He says the site has been used to fight the pandemic for months.
This site has been in operation since March. When we started with the testing, it's expanded, we've changed, we've adapted.
He says more than 1,000 doses were distributed to healthcare workers and nursing home residents yesterday alone. While President Trump hasn't been seen in public lately, Vice President Mike Pence has been making the rounds saying goodbye. Yesterday, he visited Fort Drum Army Base in New York. NPR's Brian Mann has more.
President Donald Trump still hasn't acknowledged his defeat in November's election, but speaking to a crowd of masked soldiers, Pence sounded a more traditional note of gratitude and public service.
And as our time in office draws to a close, allow me to thank you for the privilege of serving as your vice president. It's been the greatest honor of my life.
Pence made no mention of the Capitol riot or the pandemic, but he acknowledged the country has experienced a hard year.
The day will come when we put these challenging times in the past and emerge stronger and better than ever.
Pence said the Trump administration deserves praise for boosting military spending and soldier pay. Brian Mann, NPR News in upstate New York.
There's unprecedented security at state houses across the country ahead of the inauguration later this week. But as NPR's Eric Westervelt reports, threatened pro-Trump demonstrations did not materialize yesterday in most capitals.
Small groups of pro-Trump protesters, some heavily armed, gathered Sunday outside state houses in Oregon, Michigan, Ohio, and South Carolina. Those gatherings were small, peaceful, and short-lived. Most state capitals were largely quiet Sunday, despite FBI warnings that white supremacists and anti-government extremists might target them. Many state house complexes posted a heavy presence of police and National Guard forces. At least 19 states deployed guard troops after an insurrectionist mob overran the U.S. Capitol January 6th. The atmosphere remains tense ahead of Joe Biden's swearing in on Wednesday. Washington, D.C. remains under extraordinary security. Eric Westervelt, NPR News.
This is NPR News. President Trump is reportedly preparing a list of more than 100 pardons or commutations before he leaves office. An announcement is expected today or tomorrow. Trump already has issued two waves of pardons in the past month. China says its economy grew 2.3% last year. That makes it the only major economy to expand in 2020, as the rest of the world continues to deal with the coronavirus pandemic. NPR's Emily Fang reports.
Things looked grim at the beginning of 2020. China had posted its first quarterly drop in economic activity ever because of widespread lockdowns. But a strong recovery, particularly in consumer spending during the last few months of the year, meant China was able to overcome that initial economic slump. China continues to maintain strict lockdowns in regions that experience just a handful of virus cases. But that has allowed China's businesses to reopen at pre-epidemic levels. China's exports in particular have bounced back as global demand for medical supplies and home goods grows. Chinese policymakers have pledged to continue policies that support private businesses and consumer demand, but will scale back some credit-boosting policies in the coming months. Emily Fang, NPR News, Beijing.
Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny returned to Russia yesterday for the first time since he was poisoned there last month. He was promptly arrested. Russian authorities claim he violated parole terms from a 2014 election. Conviction will be held until a court rules on his detention. He blames the poisoning on the Kremlin. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.